Blog Talk Radio.
K C S A. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, Rico Rue Records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
Show. Let's talk real talk with my lovey and myself. Praise the Lord. Love me. Hello?
Hello, I'm here, lovey.
Okay, great. Great. How you been?
I've been good. How are you?
Girl, how can I complain when I'm yet alive another day. God is in. I'm grateful.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
Can you hear me good, lovey? Can you hear me?
I can hear you awesome. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it sounds like, I don't know, that's probably just me tripping. It's today has been a very eventful yet blessed day. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
I can.
And I can hear you. Okay, because the Lord's going to do some awesome things today. I already know it. So we want to make sure that we can hear each other and everybody else can hear what God is saying too. Amen?
Amen. 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 Awesome. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see what God is going to do.
Amen.
I'm down with it. Whatever he wants to do, I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
Go for it.
You want me? Okay, we're going to go ahead and pray because we want to bless God today in all things. So, Father,
yes.
We thank you today. We thank you, God. We honor you. Lord God, we praise you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you have allowed us to come together, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for watching over us. And though the enemy tried to come in and shut it down today, God, we thank you, Father God, that we endured and that we persevered, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you know exactly the things that we go through, Father God, in order to stay on track with you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you cleared up the airways. We thank you, Father God, that you set the appointed time, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the word that's going to go forth today. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do tonight, Father God. We thank you for speaking to us, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cover the lines, God. I ask that you cover our voices, God. I ask that you cover those who are on the line, Father God. We thank you for their diligence. We thank you for their support, their encouragement, their prayers. Father God, right now we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord God, in all things. And as we, Father God, share what your Holy Spirit has given us to share, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that ourselves completely is moved totally out the way, that your Holy Spirit would just rise up in us and do exactly what it is that he wants to do. So we yield and submit willingly ourselves to you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for grace, Lord God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I love this topic. I love this topic that the Lord gave you. Sometimes you have to lose to win. I love that.
That's right. That's right. And I got that from Matthew 10:38-42. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to lose in order to win. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to
right.
God. Jesus said, he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds life will lose it, and he who loses life for my sake will find my God.
Mm. Wow.
I, when I think about that, there's so many instances I can think about in my life that I lost. I actually gained. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is somebody else doing movement? Because I can hear noise in the background. Anyhow, glory to God. Loving, I don't know what God gave you, but I know that he wants us to just let go of any hindrance, anything that would block us and stop us from fulfilling our destiny, anything that would block us or hinder us from having that relationship with him. We got to let it go. And sometimes it feels like we are losing, but actually regain it. I don't know if you want to just share a little bit about what God said to you, but I can go on if you want, but I just want to hear your side of it.
Okay. You know, what God was sharing with me, was showing me was when you was mentioning that topic, and what the Lord showed me was that, you know, we don't want to give up a lot of things. We don't want to lose. You know, but
right.
In order for God to do some things with us, we have to let some things go. You know, we want to hold on to people. You know, and I was thinking about Gideon, you know, when I was reading that. And, you know, when you start taking your eyes off of what it is that God has called you to do, you know, it's like we set ourselves for failure. Then the Lord showed me on another place. He was showing me how we hold on to stuff from our past, and we talk about that so much because, you know, God shows me that so many people are still stuck in the past. They're still hurt, and they're holding on to stuff that happened to them in the past when God is trying to bring them into the now. But you can't go into the now if you're holding on to the past, because it's like a mentality, what you're thinking, what you're allowing yourself to hold on to from what happened to you is keeping us from moving forward in God. And in the times that we're living in now, you know, so much is happening around us. People are just leaving this earth. Everybody is not saved that's leaving here. And so people are leaving this earth, you know, but they're not, they haven't been truly delivered the way God wants to deliver them, because they're still holding on to past hurt. God was showing me how we got to let some stuff go. It's not that we are losing the battle. We're winning the battle. We're just losing some folks that's pulling us back into the battle. See, we don't need to be pulled back into a battle that God has already won for us. We need to go ahead and walk in victory, but we can't walk in victory if we're constantly holding on to defeat. I can't tell you to be more than a conqueror when I don't even know how to walk as a conqueror myself. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I have the mentality that I'm losing and I'm losing in my job, you know, sometimes God will move us from a job in order to put us in another position. Sometimes we have to lose some things, but we don't have to lose our mind, because our life is not, you know, it's not around the things, the material things. Our life should be based on Christ. And so when you were sharing with me about that, when you said that topic, I was like, you know, wow, God, that's awesome. And then the Lord showed me how so many people are trying to lose weight. You're losing weight, but you're losing yourself at the same token. You understand what I'm saying? Now, God wants us to be healthy, but we're losing all of this. You know, some folks are losing weight, but they're losing their personality because all of a sudden we're on the catwalk. You understand what I'm saying? All of a sudden we're on a GQ magazine. We're looking good. We're looking hot. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, our morals are gone because we got so caught up in our outside appearance. God wants us to be healthy on the inside. So while we're losing things on the outside, don't lose that character that God has placed inside of us to be mighty women of God and mighty men of God. So when we're losing, we shouldn't be losing the things of God. We're losing the thing. We should be losing the things that are not of God, so we can take on those things that are of God. And that's some of the things that God was showing me. Go ahead and jump in, Lovey.
Okay, great. In order to have the abundance of life, we truly have to give up ourselves. Because that's what we're saying. When we walk in our kingdom, when we walk in what should I say, the way that we feel and our emotions, I did a post about that, we lose out. So we got to give up feeling oppressed, depressed. We got to let go of some things that's hindering the abundance of life. Okay, let's check out an abusive woman, a woman that's being abused, or a man that's being abused. Because you know what? Sometimes we think it's only about women, but I've encountered men that were abused. And you get you have the comfort of your home. You think, well, I can take this because I know I've been there, so I can tell you. You're not the person that's working. He's the person that's working, or vice versa. And you're comfortable in that house, and you're comfortable. So you take on the beatings and the misuse of words, the abuse physically and emotionally and mentally, because you don't want to let go of stuff. I've been there. So you just take it on and take it on and take it on. And then when you make up your mind, I'm going to lose this Negro right here, because I can't take it anymore. So you've got to get in a place where sometimes where you're holding on to stuff and you know it's not good for you. You know that it's not bringing forth fruit. You know it's not pleasing to God. But you're still holding on because you feel you can't do better. But God has an abundance. So when I decided to let go of this man that wasn't of God, when I decided to let go of him, God blessed me. He was amazed. The very man that I let go was amazed that I grew and I prospered. Sometimes we're holding on to things because we're afraid that if we let go, there's not better, and that's not good. So therefore, we're stuck. Therefore, we're dominated by someone who's abusing us, and we hold on when we should let go, and God got better for us. God says that he has an abundant life for us, because it says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his MO. That's something he's going to do. Don't matter if you're 80 years old, 90 years old, when you are in Christ, that's his MO towards you. He wants to destroy you. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But when we hold on to our life, our feelings, and how we want this to be done and that to be done, we cannot experience the fullness and the abundance of life that Christ has for us. We become stagnated. You know what? Fear, as we always talk about this, grips us, and we don't want to let go and let God. The best thing that we can ever do is to give God our lives. The best thing that we can ever do is to die to Angela. Angela don't know what's best for Angela. Angela could be emotional. Angela could act crazy. Come on now. But when I die to Angela and allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of Angela's emotions, because that's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. When people say, I can't help it, no, you don't want to help it. Because the Holy Ghost can help you accomplish and do anything that you set your mind to do according to the will and purpose of God. So,
amen.
In order to live, you got to die. In order a seed to grow, it has to fall into the ground and die. And then it produces a bud. And then it grows into something beautiful. In order for us to escalate and move forward in the Lord, we got to die to our own wants, our own desires, and trust God. See, on Sunday, I preached the word, and I got it from my daughter, matter of fact, that these words, but I preached on it. She said it, I preached on it. She says, these two words you should have with you at all times. Trust God. Not putting confidence in man, holding on to man, but trust God. And sometimes in trusting God, you'll be ushered into a pit. And I said you'll be ushered into a pit where it is nobody but God. And in that pit, it's called trust God. And when you're in that pit of trust God, you don't have nobody. You feel alone. You feel abandoned. God has sent you a people because people confuses you, would have you to believe different than what God has said. God will strip you of money. God will strip you of different things, not to harm you. But he must take these things away from you so that you can grow and excel. What he took Joseph and he put him in a pit. And from that pit, he put him in prison. And from that prison, he put him in a palace. There's different seasons of your life. And sometimes when you find yourself in pit, it's a good thing because that's where you die. That's where you look up. When you're in a pit, the only thing you can do is look up. You lose yourself in your pit. I know I did. I had to come to the reality that what I desired was not what God desired. So I asked God to fill my heart with his desires because my thoughts are not his thoughts. Or his ways, my ways. So in order to please him, I have to adapt to doing things his way. And in order to adapt doing things his way, Angela must die. Hard bill of guilt to swallow, you got to die. Take up your cross daily. See, we complaining about our issues and what we got to deal with, but each of us got to take up our cross daily and follow God, follow Jesus. He's the prime example for us to follow. Come on. And I said in the pit where you learn things about God and you feel alone and you feel ashamed because things are being stripped from you and people are talking about you and looking down on you. They did it to Job. They did it to Jesus. Come on now. But check what happened. When Jesus said to God, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, could this cup be passed from me? But then he thought about it and he said, nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. And after Jesus did that, he went through a process of pain and hurt and suffering and people doing things to him that was wrong because he's the Son of God. But it was predestined for that to happen. And what happened to Jesus right now? Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father because he gave up his life for us. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. So we can give up our lives. When I'm talking, I'm not talking about dying like Jesus, but I'm talking to dying to our flesh. We need to die. ourselves up. Just like you see, just say, lovely, you just said that we begin to look good, we're losing weight, and we lost our ever-loving mind. Come on now. We forgot who we are all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I'm fine looking, I'm smelling good looking, slim. Come on now. I'm wearing my tight clothes. The devil is a liar. And, you know, come on. We just got to stop so focusing on the outside and work on the inside out. Because the inside out is all about God, but the outside in is all about us. We care more about our appearance on the outside when God cares about the heart. It's all a matter of the heart. I'm not saying to don't look super good and smell good and want to lose weight, but don't let that be all that your focus is, and you forget who God is or your relationship with God, and you begin to treat people funky because you think you all that and you hot stuff. I don't think so. We gotta be careful of our attitudes and our behavior. Those things gotta die. Can't go where we going. See, in order for us to go places, let go of these people and places, God is going to skyrocket in our lives and take us to new dimensions and give us things that we could never imagine that we would have. But we gotta die.
Amen. Damn.
Let me shut up now, lovey, and let you agree with me.
Preach, girl. No. Listen, the Holy Spirit is so awesome. I'm telling you, because listen, mm-hmm. as we were talking, and God was just showing me, you know, it's awesome how God just talks to us and He speaks to us. The Holy Spirit is dealing with me all day, and I love it when He does that because I can't do nothing without Him.
Right.
And just now, you know, I'm constantly and I'm listening, you know, and. But what God is saying is that, first of all, you know, we want to love people, and we do. We need to love them because God loves us.
Yes.
But you know,
oh, yes.
when we're in our loving people, we have to lead them to the cross. We have to lead them to Jesus, because what happens is they get so comfortable with us that they feel like if God was to detach them from us, then they lose their mind.
Oh, Lord.
Our assignment is not to lead people to us. Our assignment is to lead people to Christ, to show them that they don't have to lose anything that God has already ordained for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what the Lord is showing me is that we're so comfortable that, you know, in our lifestyle, that if we go through a change, it's like a woman. You know, females, how we go through our situations, when we go through those things, we have to trust God to bring that thing to pass. We have to trust God, you know, to be our medication, you know what I mean, that strong one. Because sometimes we're jacked up. We get to the point where we're so emotional, you know, and we feel like if we don't have this, if we don't have that, you know, if we don't keep up with the Joneses, if I don't drive the car that the Joneses drive, then, you know, I'm losing now. But listen, if God was to allow everything to be removed from us, we ought to count that a blessing, because that means that He has more in store for us. See, He doesn't want us to just have the good, the better. He wants us to have the best. And in order for us to have the best, we have got to get rid of some things. We have got to allow God to remove some things from our lives. And unfortunately, sometimes it's people. But it's not that we don't love them. It's not that we don't love them. It's just that, hey, you know, our season is up. That time is up. And
yes,
so when the Lord was dealing with it, yeah, you know, because there's a time, there's a season for everything. And so when we look at, you know, sometimes you have to lose to win. Yes, we are winners, because God said that we are already walking in victory.
If we are constantly
communicating with the enemy. We're having an A and B conversation. I'm not having a conversation with them. I'm going to decree and declare the word of God, and I'm going to keep it moving. And it's not that I'm so confident in myself, but I am confident in Jesus Christ. I am confident in the one who has given me authority. I am confident in the one who has given me the power to slay demons. I am confident in Christ Jesus, the one who covers me by the blood of the Lamb. That's who I'm confident in. And so when we're talking, when I say I'm losing, I'm not losing anything that God has already ordained for me to have, because I'm already a winner. We're already a winner. winner. We're already walking in victory. And so we got to learn how to start decreeing and declaring the word of God. You don't have to, you know, I heard one of my teachers said, you know, you get out there on the corner and you start acting all crazy and people try to wonder what's wrong with you. There's a time and there's a place for everything. And when we speak, we should only be speaking when God tells us to speak, not to speak to make ourselves known, not to bring the light on us, but the light should always be on Jesus Christ because the glory belongs to him. So we're not losing.
We deserve all the glory. Hallelujah.
We're giving him all the glory. So we're not losing. However, we are getting rid of some. Remember that topic we had, getting rid of dead weight. We are getting rid of some dead weight. And we're going to have to get rid of some dead weight in order for us to get to that place where God wants us to get to. Everybody can't go where God is taking you. Everybody can't go where God is taking me. You understand what I'm saying? We're trying to go everywhere this particular person is going, or we want to go left when God is saying going right. And God is saying, well, I'm going to need you to, you know, give up some things so that I can work some things out in you. I need to work on your character. That means I need you to, you know, change what you're watching on TV. I need you to give up that music that you're listening to that is not pleasing to me. Everything is not pleasing. Now, there's still good music out there. But, you know, when we start tainting our spirits with those things, and we don't want to say, oh, my God, I don't want to give up that because that feels too good. That sounds too good. You know what I mean? So we would rather lose our souls instead of giving it to God because we don't want to feel uncomfortable. We don't want to be moved out of the comfort zone. So we don't want to lose that position in the church because, we don't want to say what God tell us to say because they might sit me down. You know what I mean? They might tell me I can't preach in the church. It's okay because God didn't call you to preach, everybody to preach in the church. Some of the people he called to preach in the hospitals, and some of the people he called to preach in the prison system, and some of the people he called to preach out on the corners. So if they tell you that you can't preach in the church because you spoke the word of God, then you ain't supposed to be preaching in there anyway. Is that right?
Amen. 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 So true. And I think that you just hit up on a new topic, but the same topic, where we become people pleasers. Mm. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you this. I've been so, and I was with the apostle for many years, and I loved her. I love her dearly, and the Lord was telling me through many people, in order for you to move out forward, you have to let go. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Because you grow accustomed to somebody. Mm-hmm. I eventually did, but I'm just saying. And it's not that you don't love them. It's that seasons are over. And the mm-hmm. anointing is placed on your life and on a particular assignment. Now, on your life, it's forever. God ain't going to take his anointing. But on a particular assignment for a season. But we get so comfortable. We get so relaxed with people. And we don't want to hurt them. Or we feel, and you just say, oh, my God, it's like an addiction. Why am I going to survive without that person? And that's how we feel with our kids. Let me just tell you, my kids are grown. And if I think that, oh, my goodness, my son is going to move away, or blah, blah, you get anxiety because you want to hold on to that relationship. And sometimes we hold on to please it and want to please the flesh and are afraid of stepping out into the deep waters. We stay stagnated, not growing. People just using us as mediocre. Come on now. We got gifts that we should be elevated with, but we stay stagnated because we are people pleasers and we don't want to let go of the comfortability and be in that comfort zone. I'm used to this. I'm used to the familiar. I'm used to this dude right here. You know, I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to get my head bust in because I'm so used to getting my head bust in. Or, you know, I'm used to being, you know, I got to the point in my life where I was so used to a man calling me names, I thought it was my name. I had to be reprogrammed when I got to Christ. Mm-hmm. That I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am wonderfully and beautifully made because of Jesus Christ. But because mm-hmm. you're programmed to a particular, you've been in a church for 8, 10, 20 years, and all of a sudden God tells you, what? No, that devil is a liar. And we begin to call God a liar. Then God is saying, mm-hmm. you know, I have anointed you, and you are being stagnated. You're not being supported. The people are not supported.
supporting you, pushing you, but because you feel so comfortable where you are, you stay in your mess. Because this mess, when you're outside the will of God, you're in a big pile of mess. Don't matter how you shout, how you preach, how you give word. Because listen, many will say, Lord, Lord. And Jesus was like, I'm your Lord. When we go before God, Lord Jesus, you're my Lord. Many that says, Lord, Lord, is not Jesus, not really your Lord, because he is your insurance policy against fire. You have committed yourself that I want to go to heaven, and that's it. And I'm not, because God, Jesus has never been Lord over your life, because you stay in the comfort zone, you stay in the safety zone, and never venture out to how God wants you to do. Don't go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come. If God tells you to go to Texas, if God tells you to go to New York, you're afraid of flying, you're afraid of death, you're afraid of that, and you stay stagnated because you want to stay in your church with your four walls and do your little programs and sometimes do your little outreach, and you're comfortable with that when God has called you to the masses. And you are just stagnated because you are afraid, stagnated because you have not yet died to yourself. Because when you die to self, you're going to be obedient. Because, and if you're really in love with God, you're going to be obedient, because he says, if you love me, you shall obey me. That's a criteria of love, of loving God, is to obey him. So when we get up and say, love Jesus, I love the Lord, and yet when God is speaking to you, when God is pushing you, not because he wants to hurt you, but because he wants to promote you, he wants to bless you, and then you're in a world of trouble, you're in a cesspool of all kinds of action going on in your life where you don't understand what's going on, this is happening, that's happening, oh Lord, why is this happening? I'm trying to get your attention. The anointing for you to do what you're doing has left the building, and you're still in it. I'm not saying the anointing has left the church you're in, but I'm saying the anointing for you, your particular individual, to do a particular work has left. But because of fear, because of people pleasing, because I ain't really die, I don't know what's out there, I'm staying right here in my comfort zone. That's how we are. Mm-hmm. We get so afraid, and God got big and great things for us, but we are so comfortable where we at, and we're so used to the people. Things happened that I got snatched out of the position I was in, because I didn't want to let go. So when you don't want to let go, sometimes things happen that makes you run. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you cut it. Go on, Lovey. Recently, I have an elder, and they were testifying and stuff. I have an elder and a prophetess, and they're married. Mm-hmm. And my prophetess, that's my bestie. She'll tell you the testimony. She doesn't have a problem with it. She, years ago, she had a problem with giving her tithe unto the Lord, not to Angela, but unto the Lord. So she kept going at it. God kept rebuking her. She went to different churches. The churches told her, they would preach. And the same thing that I was trying to teach her, at first I wasn't teaching on giving because I didn't want the people to think I was all about the money. But then God got on me and told me it's all about giving unto him so he can bless his people. So I was teaching my bestie that also. And guess what? Lovely, she had a hard time. Years went by. And then she realized that she was in a lot of debt, a lot of problems. And God told her one day, because she something happened that was unbelievable. God told her one day, since you're not giving me the tenth, I'm going to take your 90. And when she calculates, listen, she can tell you, when she calculates that money, you hear me? There was a money that she was supposed to get. It was 90% that she lost.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, since you can't give me 10,
right,
I'm going to take your 90. And he took that 90%, and she changed. There was a turnaround because she realized that God ain't playing. And people don't believe in tithing. And they don't believe in this, they don't believe in that. They don't believe. Listen, The word says it, and you can take it however you want to take it. That's between you and your God. But I know that I give, and I give as a cheerful giver because I know, I know the secret. You've got to give in order to receive. So you got to give your life in order to receive your life back. Listen, you got to lose in order to win. Now, my girl, she lost a big 90% of money that blew her mind, and she lost that in order to gain. And after she began to give God her tithing like that she should, God began to move in her life. She got job after job. Any job she put her mind to, she get. She worked for big buku money. She all set. Sometimes we encounter she encounter financial issues, but God always takes care of her. Always. Because she decided, I'm going to give. I'm going to lose this 10 in order to gain. I'm going to gain the devourer being taken off my life. I'm going to gain that God can trust me. See, sometimes it's all about if God can trust you. Can I trust you to give up that thing so I can give you this thing? But you don't know I'm going to give you this thing, but you got to trust me that I got much better for you. Am I making sense for me?
You're making a lot of sense. Amen.
So we have to give up in order to gain.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost came up with an awesome topic. You have
mm-hmm.
to lose sometimes in order to gain. You got to lose friendship. I'm not saying that you're going to lose your best friend and never talk to them, but sometimes God is going to pull you and usher you out of some place that you are not going to be. You're going to leave people that you love behind. Look at Abraham. Abram. God told him to leave his kinsmen.
Mm-hmm.
He took Lot, but that was his problem. But, you know, he should have left Lot behind. But it's
right.
Okay. God
right.
said he'd take it to his kinsmen. Lot went along. I don't know why Abram did it, but Lot went far. Right?
Mm-hmm.
and he gained because he lost. Now,
right.
one more thing about Abram who turned to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Check this. Abraham loved God so much. We got to get to the place where we love God so much. If I was at church, I'd tell somebody so much. Lord, that we love God so much that we're willing to give up, lose things for him. God told Abraham, kill your only son, sacrifice him unto me. Now, remember, Abraham had two sons. So when we do things out the will of God, God don't count it as his. So we got to really let go of things. Anyhow, so Abraham was going to sacrifice his son. Y'all know that story. And God saw how much Abraham loved him because
mm-hmm.
he was willing to lose. Come on now. So he
right.
was willing to lose the life of his son. But I know that he knew that God is able because if God said, that I'm going to bless you with a son, and you're going to be father of many, God was going to raise his son up. But he was willing to lose in order to gain. Come on. Are you willing to lose in order to gain? Lose yourself in God in order to
right.
gain all that God has for you, the abundance of life. Come on now.
Right.
God got blessed for us, and we stagnated because we don't want to move out and let go of things. Our shows these days are all about letting go, lovey. I don't know if you realize that. God wants to do a great things with his people. But we're so afraid. Fear comes. I don't want to let go. I'm so used to this. I'm so used to him. I'm so used to her. I'm so used to my mama. I'm so used to my daddy. I'm so used to my dog. We just hold on. And then we lose.
Mm-hmm.
In order to gain, sometimes you got to lose.
Amen.
What happened to Abraham? He became God.
Yes.
And he was called righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus, as my grandbaby would say. Praise Jesus. Oh, my
praise
God.
Jesus.
Yes, he says, praise Jesus. You know,
Jesus.
The word of God says, what does a man profit to gain the world
In order to lose his soul and lose his soul. So
right.
how bad do we want it? I ask myself that every day. How bad do you want it, girl? How bad do you want it, Carolyn?
I like that.
How bad do
like
you
that.
Want it? How bad do you want it? Are you willing to walk this walk? Are you willing to walk it alone? And I'm not saying that I don't have people who walk the journey with me. What I'm saying is everybody can't be at that place where you at all the time. And so, you know, how bad do you want it? Do we want it so bad that we are willing to obey God in above all things? You know, are we willing to turn away from what people say and what they think and their opinions about us to obey God? Are we willing to lose some things that we want to hold on to so tightly to obey God? It all comes back to obedience. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And so I'm willing to sacrifice my friendship with you, or you know what I'm saying, in order to be obedient to God. I'm willing to sacrifice my being comfortable if that's what it takes in order for me to be obedient to God. When it's time for me to give my tithe, I'm going to give my tithe and sow that seed and be a cheerful giver because God says to do so. I'm going to be obedient to God if I have to walk this thing by myself, because the Bible tells me that God is the head and not the tail, and that I am above and not beneath, and that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, and that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And that's not saying that they're not going to form against me, but they won't touch me because I'm walking in authority. See, and so if I have to turn away from what people say, if I have to just, you know, shut the door on the naysayers, and that's what we have to do. We can't get so consumed with what people think about us, because if we're going to be people pleasers, then there's no way we can please God. You can't serve.
No.
We can't serve two masters. Either you're going to love one and hate the other. And by God, because Jesus died on the cross and he rose with all power, he gave his life, he bought mine, paid in full, then I'm going to walk with Jesus every day. I'm going to pray and give God glory every day. And if I have to do this thing alone, as we like to say, then so be it, because I have the Father, I have the Son, and I have the Holy Ghost, and I'm covered. That means I'm really not walking alone. I'm walking with the one who is faithful, as my pastor wrote in his book. I'm walking in the one who is faithful in all things. I'm walking with the one who's going to cover me. I'm walking with my provider. I'm walking with my healer. I'm walking with my deliverer. Therefore, I'm covered. So if I have to lose the world, if I have to lose those things and those people of the world in order for me to be obedient to my God, then hallelujah, that's what I'm going to do. If my family don't understand it, they're going to have to get on the boat, because, see, can't nobody be on the boat and they're poking holes in it at the same time. So therefore, if we're walking this thing together, if we're walking in obedience together, if you want God to bless, you got to come dig deep in your pockets and be a giver and be a tither and be a sower and be willing to bless some people so that they can go do the things that God wants them to do. Therefore, I'm not walking alone, because as I pour out, God pours in. As God removes some people from my life, he also divinely connects those to my life who's supposed to be there. So therefore, I'm not losing, I'm winning. I'm winning. You winning. We're winning. You know why? Because God says that we are heirs to the throne. We are ambassadors. Therefore, we are children of God. Our inheritance is there. We just need to walk in it. We need to declare it. We need to speak it. Don't just prophesy it because it sounds good. We got to obey the word. The Bible says to love God above all. Love God first. And that's what we have to do. So if I have to lose some things in order to win the unmerited favor of God, in order to walk in the unmerited favor of God, then I'm willing to do that. And that's what we have to do. We have to get to that place of being willing. We have to get to that place of submitting. We have to be that place of wanting it. We have to get to that place of saying, God, you know, yes, ask me, how bad do you want it? Yes, I want it bad. I want it bad, because at the end of the day, when my life is over, the words I want to hear from God, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. not just good, but good and faithful servant. That's what I want God to hear. So am I willing to lose some things? I'm willing to lose it all. Jesus did. He walked among the earth. He had people betray him right there in his camp. But yet and still, he ran the race. He stayed the course. I love Apostle Paul. Oh, my gosh, how he just stayed. He endured, and he was the same all the time. He didn't change. When that transformation took place, oh, my gosh, he just gave his life to Christ. And from that point on, he was a new creature. The Bible says that therefore, in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So therefore, whatever I need to lose that's connected to me in my past, then the devil can have it, the enemy can have it, the haters can have it, the people can have it. But when I'm walking in Christ as a new creature, I'm walking as a winner. I'm walking as a winner. I'm
Amen.
Walking as a winner. You're walking as a winner. We're walking as winners. We're
Amen.
Taking territory. The kingdom of God is already built. He's built his kingdom. We need to fill it up by preaching the word of God, by sharing the word of God, by helping folks be delivered, by showing the love of God, not just babying them, pacifying them. We need to teach them, I love you, but I have to teach you the word so that you can grow. And so that as you can grow, you grow so you help somebody else to grow. And this thing begins to spread. The gospel is about spreading the love of Jesus Christ. The gospel is about bringing people to the place of repentance where they will get to know the Lord for themselves. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
New creatures. I'm losing
Amen.
The old. Yes, I'm losing the old. I'm not giving the enemy any more satisfaction. I'm going to tell my testimony when God says tell it, but I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not giving him any more satisfaction. And he's not coming in my sleep at night telling me, you know, having me fearful about people standing over me and all that type of things. And, you know, no, I'm not living that type of life anymore. You know, I can sleep peacefully because the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, he covers me. He's my Jehovah Shalom, my Jehovah peace. And so, therefore, I had to lose some things that was holding on to me in my mental state that was keeping me held down in the past. But God says no more. He wants to free his people. Some things you just have to lose in order to win. Some people you just have to lose in order to win. And that just because you're losing those things doesn't mean you are a loser. You're just losing those things that cannot go where God needs to take you. You're already a winner, but you got to lose some things that has that grip in us, that anxiety, that fear, that stinginess, that selfishness. I'm not going to pay my tithes this week because I need my light bills to get turned on. I need my lights on. If you don't pay your tithes, your lights might get turned off anyway, so you're still going to lose. You better go on ahead and be obedient and do what God tells you to do. If you don't pay that car note, hey, my car going to get taken away. So I'm just going to pull from my tithes. You can't steal from God. Don't rob God. Do what God says do, not because you need him to do something for you, but because he said do it. And then you trust him. You watch the manifestation take place. So if I have to lose some things, and people think you're crazy when you say, oh, I'm going to pay my tithes first, that's okay. You let God deal with them. We let God deal with those type of people because some people are just stuck in their own ways and stuck in their own thinking about certain things. God didn't tell us to beat them over the head with the Bible. He didn't do that to us. We had to come to him willingly, submitting ourselves to him willingly. We had to give up some things willingly. We had to lose some things willingly in order to win. Favor with God. He gives us favor when we walk in obedience and do the things that he's called us to do, like let some things go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's funny how you talked about Paul. I love him too because the Bible said that after he was converted, he didn't even look back. He wasn't seeking
right.
the approval of man. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I love that part. I always preach about that. It says that he preached. He went on and preached. He didn't look
yeah.
for man's approval. And, so let me just elaborate here a little bit. Since I did it, let me just. It says lose. The Greek word translate lose to put to death.
Mm-hmm.
We have to crucify the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So lose is to crucify your flesh.
Yes.
And when we are alive and we are kicking, we want to hold on to stuff because we're so emotional. You just said it, lovely. You just said that, hey, lovely, I'm going to tell you, I love you. I love me some you, right? I really do. But if God says, okay, Angela, you got to not stop talking to her, but, you know, the season is over, I got to choose now.
Right.
And we are literally choosing, when God tells us to give up something, we are literally choosing. We don't put it that way. It's black and white. We choose people or we choose God.
Mm-hmm.
People don't see it that way. But if we begin to see it that way, that when God has instructed us to do something and we do contrary, we're saying to God, lovely, my friend is more important than you.
Mm-hmm. When God says, better be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Amen.
Okay? When God says to give your tithing and you hold on to your tithing, you're saying to God, this tithing is more important than you. And
mm-hmm.
God said, let that woman go. Listen, you're telling God that this is more important than you.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is black and white, plain as day. I told my girlfriend that one day, because she was holding on to this guy and they were living together. I said, girl, you can't. And she swears she had the Holy Ghost. She was speaking in tongues. I said, the Holy Ghost don't live in no unclean vessel. You just got saved. You still live with a man. Come on now. You got to choose. It's either him or God. Bottom line,
right.
You need to speak to God, Lord, I love him more than you. Oh, she was offended, but she sure apologized later as she got closer to God because God said, I was a minister then. Minister was right. When you choose something over me, you're saying you love that thing more than me. Bottom line. Because
right.
If you love me, you will obey me.
Mm-hmm.
Lose, in the Greek term, means to kill your flesh, your fleshly desires. The things that you used to crave and go after, like the pagans, you're no longer a pagan. You're now the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You're now the head and not the tail. You don't have to act like the pagans do. Now you're a chosen vessel. You don't
right.
have to act like the pagans. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to think like the pagans. You don't have to worry about like the pagans. Jesus said that the pagans do that. Don't you don't have to worry about your children. You don't have to worry about your safety. Love me when I used to suffer with anxiety, get up in the middle of the night. Oh my goodness! And I used to breathe hard. But now the Bible tells me that God gives His beloved sweet sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't like a lot of sleep. I ain't gonna lie. But when I go to bed, I go to bed. You hear me? I don't get up in the night with anxiety. I get up and look at the clock and say, oh, I know I have to get up to go to the bathroom. That's about it. Or I have to get up and talk to God. But I sleep like a baby. Because
mm-hmm.
when you have that relationship, God covers you, as you just said. He protects you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry if I give up this, what's going to happen. Trust God. Those two words we should live by on a daily basis. We should, yes. Lovey, we are winners. We are truly winners. It looks like God said to me, I want to bless my people exceedingly, extraordinary. He was just speaking to me. He wants to bless them where to the point where they themselves don't believe that he would do such a thing for them. And only he can get the glory. But what happens is that we are selfish with us. We're selfish with our stuff. Oh, Lord, I want to hold on. But if you hold on, it's like the dog when I was a youngster. That my teacher and my grandmother taught me this lesson. A dog went to the river, and he let go of his bones chasing after something else. But if you let go of your bones and chase after God, God will give you the river. He will give you anything that's needed. For you to succeed in him. But if you hold on to your stuff and be greedy, what can he do? But if you let go for God, listen, if you let go for self, because the dog was letting go for self, he wanted that a bigger bone because he saw it in the river. But if you let go for God, God says if you give a house, a mother, child, whatever for him, he'll replace it.
Yes, he will.
He will. And when you give it up, you'll say, whoa, I gave up that, and God gave me this. How many women, how many people have been stayed in a relationship and then they gave up the relationship because God said give up the relationship, and now they're shouting for joy. Oh, I got the best husband. Oh, I got the best wife. I got the best job. Why? Because God honors obedience. He blesses those that diligently seek him. And when you strive to do whatever God tells you to do, that's seeking the kingdom and God. Obedience. You seek God through obeying his word, the rhema and logos, the written word and the word that
Absolutely.
You personally for.
Yes.
That's where you get your blessing. It says if you, in Deuteronomy 20, if you obey, this is what you're going to get. But if you hold on to your mess and your junk, that's what you're going to get. Mess and junk. So we got to let go and let God, to believe God, trust God, even in your pit situation, even in your prison situation. Joseph, when Joseph is in his situation, the Bible says that God was with him. God is always with us. He'll never leave us. If he said to give up something, he got something else that is much better. It's the best. Because every good gift comes from the Lord.
Yes, it does.
So lose yourself so you can gain yourself. Or I can put it this way. Lose Angela so I can gain Jesus.
Amen.
I want Jesus. I want to live this Jesus life, and I want Jesus to use this vessel to live the Jesus life. But we ain't got to that point. We have died to self where Jesus is living and reigning, because we still fight every day. And it's okay, because I can't base my dying yesterday on today's dying. I just have to choose to get up every day and die to Angela. And die to what I want and what I desire. And God wants to bless his people. He promised at the beginning of the year that this was a year of favor. And if we have not been walking in our favor, we cannot be discouraged. We've got to check ourselves and see what we're doing, what we're holding on to.
Amen.
Because it's not how you start, it's how you end. So what we have to decide, I'm going to go out with a bang. I'm going to end this year strong, because I'm going to give up the things that God wants me to give up, and I'm going to embrace the things that God wants to give me. I choose to trust God in the midst of this chaos, in the midst of these storms, in the midst of my experiences, because I know that this is just a season. Because God is about to take me from barely having to more than enough.
More than enough.
And when I get to the more than enough, I ain't going to hold on to that. I'm
going
to give to others. Because I have more than enough. So I have the overflow. Hallelujah. I have the overflow. And the overflow is for the people. Not for me to hold on and put it in my closet for later.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God, lovey.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. As you were talking, I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, and this is what a scripture that he gave me, Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And so with that said, what I hear God saying is that be not dismayed. Don't look at people's faces, especially when God has called you to do what he's told you to do. I hear God said don't listen to what folks are saying when they're speaking negative. Just stay focused on the word of God, because in this hour, he's wanting his people to step out into the things that he's called them to do, which means you're going to have to let go of some stuff. You're just going to simply have to do it. And what the Lord is saying is you got to stop having pity parties. You got to stop doing the woe is me type thing, because listen,
where God is taking us. You're going to have to be strong in the Lord. You can't let nobody punk you out. You're going to have to stand on a solid foundation, and that's that foundation of Jesus Christ. And when you really start thinking about how God has brought us out of darkness, we open up our mouths and we speak with authority. And I keep saying that word authority because God said we are going to have to walk in authority in order for us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there's so many religious folks out here and they know the word, which means they're going to battle with you about the word. But God is not sending us out to do that. He is sending us out to speak his word, not be have a confrontation or not have an A and B situation about what you think about this and what you think about it. It's what God says. And so therefore we have to lose the fear. We have to lose everything that we think we are in order to win souls for Christ. And that's the whole point of it. We have to lose everything about us in order to be evangelistic in the earth so that we can do what God has called us to do. It all comes back to souls. That's what it comes back to. It all comes back to souls. It comes back to souls being multiplied. We need to be ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we can win souls, which means, as you said, we have to decrease everything about us. Ask God, Lord, decrease me so that you may increase. Because people don't need to see us. They need to see the God in us. And so when we start allowing God to shed those things from us, I hear the Lord said that people won't begin to, they won't keep honoring us. They won't keep praising us. And it's good to say, you know, when people congratulate you and things like that, that's awesome. But we need to make sure that they're not making us their God, you know, because when that happens and we fall short, then they lose their sense of purpose. So our main goal is to make sure that we're leading them to Christ. Lose everything about ourselves in order so that we can win the race, in order that we can stay on track, in order for us to do everything that God has called us to do. I don't want to do just some of the things that God has called me to do. I want to do everything he calls me to do. And whatever he says, speak, that's what I'm speaking. Wherever he said, go. Father, if you say go, I'm going. And that's the kind of thing we need to have, a relationship with God where we can say, yes, Lord, and mean it. Not just say, yes, Lord, but say, yes, Lord, and mean it. You understand what I'm saying? That means you might have to put the vacation on hold. If God said, I need you to go somewhere and minister this word, I need you to go somewhere and pray, you might have to reroute some things. But if God said do it, then that means that he's already made the plans for you to go where he was going to send you before he gave you another assignment. So that means, again, we need to lose some things when it comes to us so that we can be willing and obedient service, ready to serve God whenever he wants us to do it. We are a royal. We are a chosen people. God chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. He chose us. And so whatever it is that we need to give up, we should be willing to give it up. Whoever it is, we need to be willing to give them up. And trust God in all things. Trust him in all things. Have faith in God. Trust his word. He is his word. He honors his word. His word is not going to return to him, boy. It shall accomplish the purpose for which it was desired, for which it was sent. It's going to accomplish. The manifestation is going to happen. We just have to trust God and let go of everything that we think we are. I hear God saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But what are we willing to let go of? It's going to happen. Are we willing to trust him? It's going to happen. Remember, we're not losers. We're just letting loose of some stuff. We're not losers. We're winners. And the battle is already won. We're already walking in victory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That sounds good. Remember, God wants to bless us exceedingly, abundantly, supremely. He just wants to bless us. So we got to let go so that he can bless us. An awesome word, prophetess. Love it. Praise God. Anybody wants to say anything before we head on out of here, before we pray for me, pray if you just wanted to say something, please press 1 this moment so that the lovely Pastor Lakeisha can click you in.
No one wants to say anything? Huh?
No one.
Okay, no one pressing on you, Lovey. So you take care of business, Dallas.
Okay, Father, we... Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour, for this time, Lord God. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your word went forth, Father God, and it landed on good, fertile soil. Father, we believe it did, God. We believe that folks came on the line with their hearts and minds open to receive your word. Father, we understand that the hour is very, very crucial for us to be about your business, Father God. We understand, Father God, that we need to lose everything about ourselves that we think we are so that we can walk, Father God, in the places and in the assignment, in the earth, Father God, taking territory, Father God, wherever you have us go, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have saturated your Holy Spirit over us, God, that you protect us. Father God, we thank you that you keep us from danger, seen and unseen. Father God, we thank you for the rain. We thank you for the healing rain. Father God, we thank you for deliverance, Father God. We thank you for the apostle, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you continue to bless her in a mighty way, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to send her unmerited favor. She's walking in it now in the name of Jesus. We bless those who are on the line, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we leave, Father God, that they would just find rest in you tonight, Father God, and whatever their struggles is, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you just lead them to you, Lord, that they would just lay it all down, God, that they just have a conversation with you, God, and holding nothing back but letting it all go, Father God, so that they can be renewed in their minds, renewed in their hearts, renewed in their spirits, and in all things, Father God, be mindful to give you glory, in all things, God, to give you glory and honor and praise, Father God. We pray for our president, our nation, our country, other countries, other nations. Father God, we pray for leaders, people in the place of authority, Father God. We just lift them up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father God, that whatever, Father God, the situations are in the countries and within our president's cabinet, Father God, I pray that you surround them with people who are of wisdom, godly people, Father, that they will inquire of you and your instructions and your guidance in the name of Jesus. We pray for souls, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And if there's anyone on this line, Father God, who wants to give their life to you, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they turn, Father God, from their ways, Father God, that it's not pleasing to you, that they are at a place of repentance, Father God, and they would accept you into their life as Lord over all. We thank you, Father God. We lift you up tonight, God. We praise you, exalt you, and honor you. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. And we will be back on Saturday, correct, Lovely?
That's correct. We'll be back on Saturday, regular time.
Regular time at 8 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock Lovely's time. We appreciate you. Can I say we appreciate you? We love you. And I hope that this was a blessing, and if you have any comments, if you have any prayer, if you need prayer, if you need whatever you may need, hit us up, Facebook,
amen,
or inbox us, and we'll be happy to pray for you. God bless you.
God bless you all. Amen. Good night.